Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sagar Healthcare Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikunj Seth from MUFG Intime. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rutuja. Welcome to Sagar Healthcare Q4 FY26 earnings call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Bikramjit Ghosh, Vice President, Strategy and Business Development, Mr. Dharmesh Thakkar, CFO, Mr. Bharat Soni, Company Secretary, and Ms. Pushpa Pomani, Manager. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to give a small disclaimer that the call may contain certain forward-looking statements which are based on the business opinions and expectations of the company as on date. A detailed disclaimer has been given in the company's investor presentation, which is uploaded on the stock exchange. Now, I would like to hand over the call to Ms. Pushpa. Over to you, ma'am.
Good morning. I welcome all our shareholders, investors, and analysts to the earnings call of Sagar Healthcare Limited for the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2026. Over the last few years, Sagar Healthcare has consciously invested in building a dedicated oncology platform. This platform brings together oncology APIs, finished formulations, R&D capabilities, and globally compliant manufacturing infrastructure. These investments were made with a clear objective: to transform Sagar from a diversified pharmaceutical manufacturer into a focused specialty oncology company with exports as the primary growth driver. The benefits of these investments are now beginning to materialize. Progress on regulatory approvals, technology transfers, and customer validations, along with a steady rise in export orders, has started translating into tangible commercial momentum. Quarter four marked a significant milestone in this journey, with oncology exports gaining traction and profitability improving, bringing the company closer to its long-term vision of becoming a pure-play export-led oncology player. The EU GMP-approved oncology facility at Bhavla, Gujarat, is API-integrated and designed to serve regulated global markets. It can manufacture complex oncology products across oral liquids, oral solids, injectables, oral liquids, and APIs, supported by advanced containment systems, formulation development, analytical capabilities, and flow chemistry infrastructure. During the year, we achieved an important milestone with the approval to manufacture imatinib for Accord Healthcare UK for supplies into Europe. This validation is a strong endorsement of our quality systems, compliance standards, and manufacturing capabilities. It also establishes Sagar as a credible partner for global oncology companies looking for reliable manufacturing and supply from India. Our oncology business is now entering the scale-up phase. We have already signed more than 60 oncology business contracts, with over 35 discussions currently ongoing. Out of 250 dossiers shared globally, 125 have been filed and 12 have received marketing authorizations. Across our developed oncology portfolio, 11 approvals have been received for key molecules, including imatinib, abiraterone, capecitabine, gemcitabine, carboplatin, irinotecan, and doxycycline. In addition, technology transfer projects are underway with partners such as Accord Intas, Torrent, Emcure, Glenmark, and Zydus, with site variation approvals already received in the UK and EU. The Accord Intas portfolio alone, comprising 10 oncology products to be manufactured by SAKAR, represents a potential opportunity of rupees 50 crore-100 crore, depending on the commercialization strategy across Europe. Commercial exports to regulated markets are expected to commence in phases, with Europe likely to be the initial focus market. At the same time, oncology exports are already underway to markets such as the U.K., Mauritius, Lebanon, Algeria, and several African countries. Going forward, oncology is expected to become the core growth engine of SAKAR Healthcare. In financial 2026, the oncology division contributed around 38% of total revenues, while the current mix is balanced between domestic and export markets. We expect exports to become the dominant contributor over the medium term as more approvals convert into commercial supplies. Our focus will remain on three key priorities: increasing dossier approvals, deepening international partnerships, and scaling product launches across regulated and emerging markets. Over the next 2 years, we aim to cross 300 dossier approvals, achieve more than 100 overseas business contracts, and build a strong base of marketing authorizations. The scalability of this platform is one of our biggest strengths. The Bhavla Oncology facility, designed for large-scale operations, is expected to scale up over the next 4 to 5 years and can potentially generate revenues of rupees 800 crore-1,000 crore at optimal utilization without requiring significant incremental CapEx. Since current utilization remains low, there is substantial room for operating leverage as export volumes scale up. Given the higher margin nature of oncology products, we expect EBITDA margins in this division to remain in the range of 25% to 30% over the medium term. While oncology will remain our primary strategic focus, our CDMO and non-oncology business continue to provide stability, cash flows, and strong customer relationships. We continue to manufacture leading pharmaceutical companies such as Zydus, Emcure, Glenmark, Cipla, Ipca, and Abbott across multiple dosage forms, including oral liquids, tablets, injectables, dry powder formulations, and inhalers. Our Changodar facility continues to support the non-oncology business, while our broader portfolio includes liquid and lyophilized injectables, oral solids, and liquid exports of saccharin, heparin-based formulations, cephalosporins, and other products. Our branded formulations business is also expanding across APAC, Latin America, CIS, Africa, and select European markets. We were also pleased to be recognized by the Ethiopian Pharmaceutical Supply Services as one of the best suppliers for 2024-2025, which reflects our improving credibility and execution in international markets. Now, coming to the financial performance for quarter four and financial year 2026 consolidated results. For quarter four, financial year 2026, revenue from operations stood at rupees 7109.70 lakhs compared to rupees 5024.18 lakhs in quarter four, financial year 2025, reflecting a robust 42% year-on-year growth. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 2623.57 lakhs compared to rupees 1572.47 lakhs in quarter four financial year 2025, an increase of 67% year-on-year with EBITDA margins at 37%. Profit after tax stood at rupees 1102.43 lakh compared to INR 576.11 lakh in quarter 4 financial year 2025, delivering a strong 91% year-on-year growth supported by our oncology division, operational leverage and cost discipline. Gross margins remained healthy at 60%, driven by improved efficiency and scale benefits across our oncology vertical. For the year-ended financial year 2026, the revenue stood at rupees 25173.60 lakhs as against rupees 17758.47 lakhs in financial year 2025, reflecting a 42% year-on-year increase. EBITDA in financial year 2026 was INR 6888.82 lakhs compared to INR 4968.32 lakhs in the financial year 2025, an increase of 39% year-on-year. Profit after tax for financial year 2026 was rupees 3048.46 lakhs compared to rupees 1750.20 lakhs in the financial year 2025, reflecting a 74% year-on-year growth. Overall, the strong financial and operational performance reflects the scalability of our integrated oncology platform. The growing acceptance of our manufacturing quality by global partners and the long-term opportunity emerging from our oncology-led export strategy. Before I conclude, I would like to thank our Managing Director, Mr. Sanjay Shah, our management team, our dedicated employees, and our global partners for their continued commitment and contribution. I also extend my gratitude to all shareholders and analysts for their continued trust and support in SAKAR Healthcare's journey. Thank you for your time. We will now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We also request participants to please limit their question to two per participant. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rupesh Tatiya from Long Equity Partners. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a fantastic set of numbers. Bikramjit, I must congratulate you for giving very realistic guidance and then meeting it. My first question, sir, is on the, I think next year we have, aspiration of going to 380 crore revenue. Do you still hold on to that guidance considering, whatever is happening in the world, crude oil prices, raw material prices going up, so much disruption in shipping and all that? So how are you looking at FY27? Do we still hold on to the 380 crore guidance?
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing your wishes, and it's indeed an achievement for us as well. Particularly the oncology setup is giving us turning us to be now revenue generating for us. Yes, indeed we are looking forward for the year of year over year growth with the same momentum which we have picked up this year. Means if you see, we have already registered 42% this year, and we wanted to hold in the similar line for the next financial year, where also I have told earlier that oncology will be the main driving force in that. Considering the infrastructure or setup what we are building up in terms of our dossiers, in terms of our product development, and in terms of our registrations worldwide.
So just to summarize, you still expect 40% type of growth next year also, if everything goes well.
Yeah, that we are actually eyeing for the next financial year with the entire setup ready now for taking off.
Okay. And then the second question, sir, is you said this Accor partnership has 100 crore revenue potential. So how much of that was realized in FY26 and how can we see full revenue potential can be realized in FY27?
Actually, if you have gone means earlier, whatever has been briefed about in terms of Accor, we have 9 different molecules and 12 SKUs which have been under tech transfer, out of which 2 already have been done. And based on that, we have generated the sales in terms of Accor export. So the full potential has not been tapped in the last financial year, which we are expecting to come up this year. So the potential which we are looking forward to is multiple of that. And that ranges between 50 to 100 crore, depending upon the partners' reach within the territory of EU and the UK. So absolutely, you are right that this potential is going to come from Accor's end, the business in terms of Accor export this financial year with the 9 molecules.
Okay. And can you?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Tatiya.
Is this a follow up to this question? One clarification. So for other partners, right? Torrent, Glenmark, Zydus, and Cure. So maybe all of them put together, what is the revenue potential of the rest of the partners? I mean, we know Accord is a very big player in the Euro, but how about other players? What kind of revenue potential we are looking at?
The revenue potential, that is what I mentioned in terms of growth. Means we are looking forward for oncology to almost doubling the sale in the next year. That is what we are aspiring for, considering the infrastructure of what we have built in terms of overseas. And as well as the partners which you have rightly mentioned, the Zydus, Intas, Glenmark, Emcure, and we have another 13-14 domestic players who are adding up to the sales. So that will add up to this overall business growth, what we are looking forward to.
Okay. Thank you for answering my question, sir. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, we would request you to please limit your question to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Avnish Tiwari from Vaikarna. Please go ahead.
Hi. How much was the export oncology revenue in fourth quarter and fiscal 26, and how much are you budgeting for FY27?
Yes, so the fourth quarter export revenue from the oncology business was around 13 lakh rupees, which in comparison to the last quarter, year-on-year basis in FY25 was 22 lakhs. So there has been a growth in the exports in the oncology segment. And in terms of the core business that we have, in that the export turnover was around 29 crores. In comparison to the last quarter of FY25 was 26 crores. And we seem, as said by Mr. Bikramjit, FY27, we are expecting a substantial growth in the exports based on the pipeline that has been created.
So there's 30 lakh, you said, right? For full quarter?
Last quarter,
export in onco?
Yes.
And how much are the domestic oncology revenue in fourth quarter, and how much are you budgeting for next full year?
And the last quarter revenue in oncology domestic is 31 crores, and it would be almost in same lines, probably more than this in the year to come, quarter on quarter basis.
The similar or more in the year to come. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and hope I'm audible. So just to again, confirm the numbers, so for us, the onco versus non-onco, if you can give the salience for Q4 and FY26, and the oncology exports, you mentioned it was 30 lakhs in Q4, right? I mean, and we expect the revenue potential to be 55 to 100 crore over next 3 years for the 9 molecules. If you can confirm that, that would be helpful.
Right.
And so what will be the onco versus non-onco, like overall, like our like revenue split?
The non-oncology is around 62% contribution, whereas the oncology contributed to 38% of the total revenue. In comparison to the last financial year, where it was oncology was only contributing 21% of the total revenue. So this year it is 38%.
And for Q4, sir, Q4, what was the number, absolute number, if you have it?
In Q4, the absolute number for the oncology business was 31 crores 46 lakhs, and non-oncology was 39 crores 64 lakhs.
The export portion was still less, but we expect it to pick up.
That is second specific to this quarter. It is not an overall trend, but specific to this quarter.
Got it, sir. And sir, on the gross
margin... Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Pradhan. May we request you to please rejoin the queue, sir? We have participants waiting for the turn.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vedant Nilekar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations to the husband for a great set of numbers. So my first question is on the 1,000 crore, 800 to 1,000 crore long-term revenue guidance that we have given up in the starting remarks. By when can we, by when are we looking to achieve it and what will be the key drivers for it?
I'm sorry to interrupt, sir. We are unable to hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear?
Yes, now we can. Please go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Coming back to your query, it is basically, as we have been pitching earlier also, the oncology is the driving force for moving ahead for us. And you can see the means, encouragement what we are receiving from the business revenues what we are getting year over year in the past couple of years. So what we are looking forward to is almost doubling the sale of oncology in the coming 2 years. So that we can initially reach a milestone of around 500 crore first, comprising of both the units. So that is the first milestone we are looking forward to maybe covering up in next 2 years.
Okay, sir. And my second question is on the capacity utilization. If you could please share the capacity utilization for the onco plant and how it is expected to scale up in the next 2 years.
Oncology plant capacity utilization is still under 30%. Absolute will be around 29% plus. So the thing is that this is principally, as you can understand from the previous answers, that it is predominantly the domestic business which is right now contributing for oncology. Now with the per unit cost built up with the exports with the oncology products, so you can see that this ramp up with the business will increase the capacity utilization accordingly. And we can increase to around 50 to 55% with around in the next couple of 2 years, what we are projecting in terms of revenue to match up for that.
Sorry,
okay, thank you.
Request Mr. Nilekar to please rejoin the queue, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question was on the growth that we are expecting in the oncology. You know, we are expecting from around 9500 crore this year. We are planning to reach 200 crore sales in FY27. So will the growth be equally divided in the coming few quarters or it will be like back ended? Because I think the tech transfer revenues for Intas and Accord product is yet to start. So how should we see, the growth spread out across the next coming few quarters for oncology segment?
In that case, I feel a brief background of the current setup, what we have built up maybe in the last couple of years will help. So as you rightly mentioned, the tech transfer projects are about to pick up from the first quarter only of FY27. So it has already started even in this quarter one. With four right now tech transfer projects approved for Europe and the UK, two from Accord, two from, five are actually there, two from Accord, two from UK, Germany, both Torrent, and another company from the UK. So there are five tech transfer projects for which we are right now commercializing the product from the quarter one. Apart from that, as I mentioned, there are total nine projects or nine products there for Accord, which are set to get added along with that. And apart from that, we have another couple of tech transfer projects which are currently going on in our plant with companies like Glenmark and Incure. So those will add it up to that. So this is the technology transfer projects which will start gearing up maybe from the quarter two or quarter three of this year. Along with that, we have already set up a robust in terms of submission of dossiers, which is roughly accounting right now around 130 class dossiers submitted in different regions across the world, which includes the Europe as well as Australia as well as other emerging markets like Africa, Southeast Asia and Latin American markets. So these 130 class dossiers will transform into marketing authorization or registration of the products so that it can be supplied, which will start coming from the quarter two. Already it has started, as already mentioned earlier, that we have received two. We are in the process of commercializing those products from quarter one only, because there are a number of processes which needs to be followed before we go for commercialization, particularly to the stringent market. But having said that, we have another 220 dossiers which has already been shared with the partners. So that makes up a total figure of 300 plus dossiers, which we are looking forward to in next 2 years to get converted into active registration so that we can supply the product to the overseas market in terms of exports of oncology products. So this is basically the background I feel will give you the setup what we currently have. 300 registrations or product dossiers going into the market will transform into registration in one hand. Technology transfer from this big multinationals like Zydus, Intas, Glenmark, MQR and other local players. So I feel so this is a quite good mix in terms of exports and import domestic. And we expect that next year it will be almost neck to neck in terms of domestic and export in terms of sales, considering this export registrations will convert into commercial supplies.
So, okay. So my question was like from Q1, Q2 onwards, should we start seeing a run rate of around 40 crore in the oncology segment, and then it will increase to 50-60 crore from Q2 onwards, or it will be like, how should we see the growth for oncology in the coming few quarters?
See, in exports, basically, as I told you, there are a number of sequences which needs to be followed. And it does not follow a simple pattern of that. It has to be off-take will be there every alternate month or every quarter. So it may happen that the entire offtake for a year may happen at one go. And particularly oncology is a product where it goes for tender supplies also. So that is a full view of maybe a full take offtake will happen in quarter three only. So it is very difficult to right now actually set the pattern in terms of that quarter over quarter will be growing on this percent. But having said that, what I have told you, somewhere or the other, the business will be definitely coming up in terms of product registration or maybe a tech transfer project. Apart from that, we are already supplying some domestic players, which is the backbone since last 2-3 years, because they are already giving a standard sale of around maybe 30% or 20% of the business, what we are registering in terms of domestic. So I feel so from quarter two, basically you can see outflow of or offtake of export business. But exact pattern is very difficult to comment right now.
Sure. Got it. The second question was on the margins. If you look at it, in this quarter, we have done almost 37% EBITDA margins. And, we have always highlighted that our margins will remain around 25-30% for the combined business with oncology scaling up. So, but this quarter, we saw a significant improvement in margins for 37%. So what was the reason for the same, and how do you see the margins for the company for FY27?
So the margins, like improvement in the margins, I would say that was more towards the operational efficiencies, and the major contribution to this came from the reduction in the cost of productions and as well as the various fixed expenses that we were incurring. The absorption rate has improved, so that has led to the improvement in the EBITDA margins, and we look forward to have the same trend going forward.
Sorry to interrupt. May we request Mr. Gupta to please rejoin the queue? Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Shah from iWealth. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Congrats on a great set of numbers, and thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sir, just wanted to check on the gross margin, which the earlier participant was also trying to understand, right? I mean, sequentially, sir, if we see our oncology sales are pretty similar, 30-31 odd crores, right? There is a gross margin increase of 10-11%. Was there any inventory benefit we got in this quarter particularly? I think that we were earlier guiding for closer to a 40 crore run rate for this quarter. I think we've done only 31 odd crores. If you can just explain that also a little bit.
For the margin part of it, we would say that yes, the inventory part of it, which we have been able to plan properly, so that has given the advantage on that as well. The stocking pattern has improved. That has also led to the efficiencies in terms of the cost, which has come down. With respect to the sales part of it, because we can throw some light on that.
Does that answer your question, Mr. Shah?
Yeah, I mean, I think Vikramjit sir was going to revert to the second part on the oncology sales. I can't hear him.
Just repeat your query.
I mean, sir, on the oncology side, I think we were earlier guiding to closer to 38-40 crores for this quarter. Sequentially, sir, we've been flagged on that. Just wanted to understand what happened on that.
More or less, just to make sure that we are on track only. Because there are certain processes which needs to be compliant with, as I told you earlier, in terms of exports. Because you can see that already we have 12 registrations which we have received. Now, in order to move ahead with that registration supplies, so we need to have the number of processes aligned in terms of serialization of the product. Then we need to have certain artwork approvals, commercials, logistics, commercial purchase order, logistics. Then we have the supply chain in place. So the initial supply takes a little bit of time anyway. So whatever we may have planned for, that is right on track. Maybe a little bit of a few weeks here and there may have happened. But having said that, as on date, we have around 23 plus products which have already been submitted in different parts, and we are expecting the registrations coming up maybe in few months' time. So that will pump up the sales of whatever we are looking forward to in the coming couple of quarters.
Sure. Got it. And sir, my second question is on the API integration, right? I think for the exports to happen to Europe, I believe that we haven't yet got the approvals on the API block, correct? So when do you all expect that to come in?
Yeah. Right now, whatever the APIs we have developed in-house, that is around 21 APIs in cytotoxic range. And definitely, that will be the objective that we should backward integrate with all our products which are going commercially. So as an initial phase, what we have already done is that we have already submitted four for the CEP, which is required when you are moving ahead for the regulated market in terms of integrated API supplies of finished formulation. Now, in that case, already we have received two API with CEP. Gefitinib and cetirizine are the two products. So these two products right now, we can integrate with our current formulation, and we can export to all the regulated markets. Obviously, emerging market is included in that. Apart from that, we have also planned for another two API with CEP, which have been submitted, and that also we are expecting maybe next couple of quarters. So that makes a tally of around four already applied, two we have received. And we have also planned for five more APIs we have identified, which can be integrated properly. This all definitely is always based on the commercial visibility what we get from the market. So these five will then be submitted accordingly, and roughly this takes around 6 months' time. It may be a little more depending upon whatever the time you are submitting to the application. But in a net or summarized way, if I tell, already we have got approval for two in terms of 21 APIs, which we can right now move ahead for the regulated market. Two are in process, which can come in next 2 months. And rest five, we are planning for in the coming few quarters so that we can make the tally total to nine out of 21, which we have developed in-house.
Got it, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity, and congratulations, sir, for a great set of numbers. So as the previous part, one of the previous participants has asked, so we've seen a meaningful improvement in our margins, and you highlighted the reasons why. So how should we look, so what are the base margins that we're looking at for FY27? And as the oncology segment scales up, what are the steady state margins that we can expect at optimal levels?
Yeah, as said, the margins we are expecting right now on the same levels that we have been able to achieve, but probably, yes, the margins would definitely improve as the contribution from the oncology improves, because oncology gives better margin in comparison to the core business that we have. So exact numbers, probably we might not be able to tell right now, but yes, the trend would be almost increasing in the time to come.
So this 27-28% that we've done on a full year basis, that is sustainable, right?
Yeah, that would be sustained, probably improved over that.
Okay. And so how should we look at the tax rate for FY27?
For tax rate for the FY27, we would be moving into the normal tax rates going forward in FY27.
So around 25%?
25%, yes.
Okay. That is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations for a very good year. So my first question is, we talked about the nine, tech transfer with Accord, that is in the pipeline, out of which two we have already kind of got approved and we have started supplies. How should we look at the timeline in terms of the commercializing the rest seven, eight products which are with Accord? And typically, once you get a tech transfer approval, what's the timeline with which we should work in terms of commercials, production and supply to the Accord?
Normally, the tech transfer, as I mentioned, the seven products are on the pipeline right now. It has been submitted in EMA for the approval by the European authority. So one by one, they will be approved, and we can start supplying them. So there is no access threshold time, but it's the normal lead time what basically is required, because the product is already there in the market. So everything is ready in terms of artwork and everything. So they will just do a replica here at our facility based on the grant of this variation what they have filed and approved, so it can be supplied. So there is no lag phase as such for this approved products which are basically coming from Accord. But having said that, the seven products will come one by one. Maybe we can expect one or two this quarter, and maybe the following quarter the rest. So Once this comes up, then we can start looking for the commercials from there.
Okay. And at this 50 to 100 crore number range that we have given from this business, is it contingent upon we getting all 9 approvals, or you know, a certain number of approvals that we have factored in? And what is the risk of that slipping away, you know, because of various regulatory reasons? How should we look at that risk, you know, of not getting into that 50 to 100 crore number that we are factoring in?
The number is basically the number which we have derived based on the forecast or business plan what we have received from Accord. But again, that is a business plan and there is no binding forecast on that. Nobody will give that. That is a practical thing. And Europe being a vast wider region, there are a number of countries included in that. So estimation of the actual number is very difficult because there are 28 countries coming into picture. But having said that, that is the reason why we have taken number of buffers and filters on that, and we are pitching for 50 crore out of it. So if any of the products sell less or any of the country offtakes gets low, still we will be achieving that number. So that is the full year number of 50 crore to 100 crore what we can look forward to.
Got it. And the second question on the, so total 100 crore delta that we are looking for the next year, let's say this year we did oncology 96 odd crores, next year maybe another 90 to 100 crore. So out of that 50, 60 crore will come from, the tech transfer part. The rest will come from our own brand, Rosials, which we will launch in Europe. Is that understanding correct? And if so, are we already kind of, we have got, I think, 5 approvals. So are we already commercializing any of that? How should we see the scale up of our own brand registration in Europe to kind of get to that 100 crore additional number for FY27?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier also, the domestic business, whatever we are getting, that will sustain the number and have its own growth based on the domestic right now growth of around 10% on the oncology segment. But having said that, the export growth will be primarily driven by this tech transfer project and our own registrations, what we are looking forward to. That is the own registration means the exports, basically. That is the registration where we have licensed out the dossiers and partners have registered the product in the overseas market. So as I told you, already we have submitted 23 plus 8. So 31 dossiers have already been there in the market, which are currently under registration. And thereby we are expecting that maybe this calendar year or maybe this financial year end, this 31. So out of that, if we expect also 80% coming in terms of commercials, because we need a commercial lead time of around 120 to 150 days for the first supply. So if we consider that by quarter three, we get around 80% of this registration also, which roughly comes around 25 registrations. So we will be commercializing these 25 products in this year, this financial year, and that will boost up the sale what we are mentioning earlier also, that it will catch up the domestic sale from the export part, considering the tech transfer and export of these registered products.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avnish Barwan from Vaikarya. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my question. Vikramji, just one question on the 500 crore ambition that you outlaid for the next 2 years. Can you give some breakup on how this 500 crore is split between one, oncology and non-oncology? And second, within oncology, how is it split between onco exports and onco domestic, please?
See, the aspiration is 60 onco, 40 the non-onco, because oncology per unit value is always higher, and our means right now focus as well as the total setup what we have supports that. So we will run for that 60% plus from oncology, and in that also if we look forward to basically it will be again a break off of around maybe 65-35, with 65% on the exports and 35% on the domestic.
Hello. Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, Vikramji, you were saying 65% export and 35% domestic. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, right.
Okay. My second question was on the cost increases that the business might be seeing because of the Middle East conflict, and this could be from various angles, either raw material or RMPM or freight costs, insurance costs. Whatever the case might be, how are you handling that? Are you passing it on to the customers, or are you part passing it, part absorbing it? If you could just throw some light on that.
The first part is that we do not have that much of dependency on the Middle East. In terms of our present business, or maybe the business setup what we have for oncology also, the stake on that part is significantly less. The second part is that, yes, obviously, if something is happening there in Middle East, the impact may come over indirectly to us in terms of API or logistic or something else. For that, we have already the business contract saying that if there is a significant increase after a certain level, we will be passing on to the partners regarding the same. So we are well protected from that part as on date.
Okay, thanks. I have a couple more, but I'll get back to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. With that, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the Sakhar Healthcare Q4 Financial 26 conference speech. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sakhar Healthcare Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.